Taxes was feeling unwelcome. Now Taxes is an open door, literally, to new TurboTax stores. Meet our experts in person.
Hi, welcome in.
They're powered by smart tech and ready to do your taxes for you. Get real-time updates while you go about your day, confident your taxes are done right. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. TurboTax stores opening soon. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The father of Alex Preti is speaking out after his son was killed during a protest against ICE in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Michael Preti is looking for answers after his 37-year-old son, Alex Preti, was shot and killed in Minneapolis by a U.S. Border Patrol agent on Saturday.
I can't get any information from anybody. The police, they call Border Patrol. Border Patrol's closed. The hospitals won't answer any questions.
Alex Preti was an ICU nurse who was protesting President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown.
He thought it was terrible. Kidnapping children, kidnapping, just grabbing people off the street.
Videos from bystanders show Preti with a phone in his hand. None appear to show him with a visible weapon. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Preti of showing up to impede a law enforcement operation, and she questioned why he was armed.
We had this discussion with him 2 weeks ago or so, that go ahead and protest, but do not engage, do not do anything stupid, basically.
Following the shooting death of a second person by federal immigration enforcement officers in Minneapolis, protesters on the streets are demanding that federal agents leave the state. Governor Tim Walz.
What's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state?
Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino is refusing to comment on widely circulating videos that call into question whether ICU nurse Alex Preti had a gun drawn when he was killed by a Border Patrol agent on Saturday.
That, folks, is why we have something called an investigation.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara is asking for calm after ICE agents on Saturday shot and killed a man. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino says the man walked up to agents with a handgun.
The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots.
Audio courtesy of KTSP-TV.
Back up! Back up!
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets following the shooting. The Minnesota National Guard, activated earlier by Governor Tim Walz, is working with local police amid the growing demonstrations. In bystander video, one woman shouts at ICE officers as several of them wrestle a man to the ground. Then,
what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Get back.
No!
Get back.
No!
Get back. Get back.
Oh my God!
Get back.
You are so
Records
evil.
Obtained by the Associated Press show the man died at a hospital. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said in a text message that the person had a firearm with two magazines and that the situation was evolving. On January 7th, an ICE officer in Minneapolis fired into a vehicle, shooting and killing 37-year-old Renee Good. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says in a post on X, pull the thousands of violent, untrained officers out of Minnesota now. I'm Donna Warder.
Real estate brokers and brothers Tal, Oren, and Alan Alexander, known collectively as the Alexander Brothers, are facing a sex trafficking trial that could put them in prison for the rest of their lives. The brothers, also known as the A-Team, were predators who sexually assaulted, trafficked, and raped dozens of women from 2008 to 2021. Opening statements are slated for tomorrow in the trial in federal court in Manhattan. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a U.S. security guarantee document for Ukraine is ready to be signed. The Ukrainian parliament and the U.S. Congress would need to ratify it. This is AP News.
Taxes was waiting on the refund you needed yesterday.
All right, your car repair is going to run about $3,000.
Ugh.
Now Taxes is getting back on the road with TurboTax and Credit Karma, where you can get your refund up to 5 days faster and get personalized guidance to take every dollar further. Now this is Taxes. Intuit Credit Karma with TurboTax. Deposit a federal refund into Credit Karma Money Account and early submission of refund data by IRS required. Terms apply. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Credit Karma is not a bank.
AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a shooting at a soccer field in central Mexico.
Gunmen opened fire at a soccer field in central Mexico on Sunday, killing at least 11 people and wounding 12. Salamanca Mayor Cesar Prieto said in a statement that the gunmen arrived at the end of a match, firing indiscriminately into the crowds. 10 people died at the scene and one died later in hospital. The mayor said a woman and a minor were among the wounded. He said the attack was part of a crime wave in the city and appealed to President Claudia Sheinbaum to help control the violence. Guanajuato had Mexico's highest homicide total last year. A local gang, Santa Rosa de Lima, has been battling the powerful Jalisco New Generation cartel. The Guanajuato State Prosecutor's Office said it was investigating the latest shooting and coordinating with federal authorities to reinforce security in the area. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A massive winter storm slamming large parts of the U.S., leaving more than a million customers without power at the height of the storm. All that snow, sleet, freezing rain, and frigid temperatures not making it easy to get that power back on, says National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
We could see upwards of 3/4, maybe an inch of ice, which once you get over that half-inch threshold, it really becomes a concern in terms of bringing down trees and power lines and more widespread power outages.
Tennessee, hardest hit.
It looks like as much as 90% or more of people are out of power in and around Nashville, which is just absolutely incredible.
Those frigid temperatures, another big concern. In New York, 5 people found dead Saturday on the street. Mayor Mamdani says it was likely weather-related.
We want every single New Yorker to make it through this storm.
Meanwhile, flight cancellations continue mounting, some airports shutting down. The storm expected to last through Monday, but the cold weather will continue. Bad weather, like the winter storm happening now, can derail even the best-laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. You are entitled to a full refund if you choose not to travel or find a different way to get to your destination. But airlines are not required to cover lodging or meals for stranded passengers. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 100% tariff on goods imported from Canada if it goes ahead with its China trade deal. Trump said on a social media post Saturday that if Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney thinks he is going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products into the United States, he is sorely mistaken. Initially, Trump said that it was a good thing for Carney to sign a trade deal. Carney's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Recently, there's been a war of words between Trump and Carney. At the World Economic Forum this week, Trump said that Canada lives because of the United States. Carney shot back, saying Canada can be an example that the world does not have to bend toward autocratic tendencies. Donna Warder, Washington.
Vice President Vance is urging anti-abortion activists to celebrate progress in limiting the procedure. At the annual March for Life here in Washington,
I know that there is still much road ahead to travel together. Take heart. Take heart in how far we've come.
Vance was the keynote speaker in person after President Trump appeared via video message.
We have made
unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family.
Pointing to the 2022 Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Vance noted he told marchers last year he wants more babies born in the U.S. He and his wife announced this week they're expecting their fourth child.
So let the record show, you have a vice president who practices what he preaches.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. military says it's carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean, the first such strike since the raid that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro earlier this month. U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed two people, leaving one survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. The U.S. military has focused lately on seizing sanctioned oil tankers with connections to Venezuela. The last strike on a suspected drug boat occurred in late December. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A world leader donned sunglasses indoors and has lent a sales boost to one eyeglass company.
Without collection.
French President Emmanuel Macron wore a pair of mirrored aviator sunglasses in Davos during the World Economic Forum this week, not to look cool, but to hide a blood vessel that had burst in his right eye. The look spawned endless jokes and memes on social media comparing the French president to Tom Cruise or the Terminator. Even President Trump took notice.
Emmanuel Macron, I watched him yesterday with those beautiful sunglasses.
The shades are, of course, French-made. The Henri Julien Pacific S1 double gold sunglasses retail for about $775. Stefano Fulcher is a CEO of iVision Tech, an Italian company that bought the French eyewear brand in 2023. He tells the AP they had to launch a dedicated page to capitalize on the buzz after receiving a surge of inquiries.
I want to buy the same eyewear of Macron and so and so. And so all my team work all day and also all night long.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department wants a report by former special counsel Jack Smith on his investigation into President Trump to remain sealed. The court filing on the investigation into the president's hoarding of classified documents comes a day after Smith testified on Capitol Hill about his investigations of the president.
He was looking for ways to stay in power. And when people told him things that conflicted with him staying in power, he rejected them.
Prosecutors wrote the illicit product of an unlawful investigation and prosecution belongs in the dustbin of history. The United States will leave it there. Federal Judge Aileen Cannon is being asked to permanently block the release of the Smith report. He also looked into the president's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Cannon is a Trump-appointed judge in Florida who issued multiple favorable rulings for the president in the documents case. Ed Donahue, Washington.
After more than a decade in hiding, former Canadian Olympic snowboarder 44-year-old Ryan Wedding has been arrested in Mexico for transfer to the U.S. FBI Director Kash Patel.
Today, we are announcing a capture of another FBI's most wanted top 10 fugitive, Ryan Wedding.
Wedding is accused of running a multinational drug trafficking operation and of orchestrating several killings, including a witness in Colombia, so that Wedding could avoid extradition to the U.S. Authorities say Wedding and co-conspirators used a Canadian website called The Dirty News to post a photograph of the witness so he could be identified and killed. The witness was then followed to a restaurant in Medellin and shot in the head. Sound courtesy KABC. Nearly 70 years after a Texas black man was executed in a case that prosecutors now say was based on false evidence and was riddled with racial bias, officials have now declared that he was innocent in the killing of a white woman in Dallas. Tommy Lee Walker was executed in the electric chair in May 1956 for the rape and murder of 31-year-old Venice Parker. An extensive review of Walker's case by the Dallas County Criminal District Attorney's Office and others found multiple problems with his conviction, including threatening and coercive interrogation tactics, and the prosecutors presented misleading and inadmissible evidence. Now the Dallas County Commissioners have unanimously passed a symbolic resolution declaring Walker was wrongfully convicted and executed. Prosecutors say that members of the Phantom Motorcycle Club and the Vice Lord Street Gang worked together to try to kill an Indiana judge in hopes of derailing a domestic abuse trial. Five people have now been charged in connection with the shooting of County Judge Stephen Meyer and his wife at their home Sunday. Both did survive. Judge Meyer was scheduled to preside over the domestic abuse case against Thomas Moss, charged in 2024 with beating his ex-girlfriend and firing a gun in her home. Court documents describe Moss as a high-ranking member of Phantom MC, a Detroit-based motorcycle club with ties to the Vice Lords Street Gang. Several weeks before the shooting, the Vice Lords gang offered the victim in the case $10,000 not to testify, which she refused. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after a zigzag week with tariff threats over Greenland that were later canceled. The S&P 500 ended barely changed Friday. The index closed out its second weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 285 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Most stocks in the market fell, including Intel. The chip company sank 17% after its profit forecast for early 2026 fell short of Wall Street's estimates. There were still some signs that markets remain on edge. The value of the dollar fell against the Japanese yen, the euro, and other currencies. Gold rose to another record. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Patriots and Seahawks are headed to Super Bowl 60. New England secured its record 12th Super Bowl appearance with a 10-7 win in snowy Denver in the AFC Championship game. Drake May had 65 yards rushing and a touchdown.
What effort out there tonight. We're going to the Super Bowl. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty cool. So just proud of this team.
Seattle earned its fourth Super Bowl berth by defeating the LA Rams 31-27 in the NFC title game. Sam Darnold passed for 346 yards and three scores. The NBA postponed games in Memphis and Milwaukee due to a winter storm affecting much of the U.S. Defending champion Madison Keys was knocked out of the Australian Open by fellow American Jessica Pegula in the fourth round, and world number one Scottie Scheffler earned his first win of the year by four strokes at the American Express. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
A ferry with more than 350 people on board sank early Monday near an island in the southern Philippines. Officials say rescuers have saved at least 316 passengers and retrieved 15 bodies. The Philippine Coast Guard shared a video of them helping passengers off the sunken vessel just after midnight. The ferry was sailing from the port city of Zamboanga in southern Jolo Island in Sulu Province with 332 passengers and 27 crew members on board when it reportedly encountered technical problems. Muhammad Khan was one of the passengers on board. His wife was holding their six-month-old baby when the ship abruptly tilted to one side, hurling them into the sea in darkness. He and his wife were rescued, but their baby drowned. Officials say an investigation into the cause of the ferry's sinking will be launched. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.